Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the evening bulletin. I am Matsina. First, the headlines. Nagaland observes International Day for Elimination of Violence Against Women, inaugurated state's first gender resource center. Supreme Court advocate Vrinda Grover describes violence against women as global crisis and pressing national challenge. Nagaland government sends revised comments on draft memorandum of settlement for Frontier Nagaland Territory Authority, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi releases special coin and commemorative stamp marking 350th Martyrdom Day of Sri Guru Tegh Bahadur. Now the news in detail. Nagaland observed the state-level International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women in Kohima today. On the occasion, a 16-day of activism against gender-based violence campaign was launched and the state's first Gender Resource Center was inaugurated at Kohima. Addressing the program, Nagaland's advisor for social welfare, Wang Pangkonyak, said every act of violence diminishes not only a woman's dignity, but also that of society as a whole.
Even here in Nagaland, in reference to recent months in Kohima, there has been an alarming rise in reported crimes against women. Our Mission Shakti, one-stop center, Women Helpline 181 are receiving multiple cases, often from women who wish to remain anonymous because of the stigma attached. The recent incidents in Kohima are a wake-up call for all of us as a Christian state and as communities that have always held women in high regard. This casts a dark shadow in our society.
Calling on men across Nagaland to take the He for She pledge, Mr. Konyak urged them to stand up against wrongdoing, speak out against harmful behavior, and intervene when women are in danger. The advisor further encouraged communities to acknowledge the reality of violence, engage men and boys in the conversation, challenge discriminatory attitudes, and work collectively to end gender-based violence while safeguarding the dignity of women. Supreme Court advocate Vrinda Grover described violence against women as both a global crisis and a pressing national challenge. Addressing a program marking the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women in Dimapur today, Ms. Grover emphasized that the 16 days of activism offers an opportunity to examine the roots of gender-based violence. She called for collective responsibility in improving India's standing in global gender safety indicators.
Is a global problem, but it's also a problem that pervades not just in Dimapur but across the country. And this is what we need to change. We need to eliminate this through reminding us in the 16 days as to where the problem lies. Regardless of who you are, what is your gender, what is your sexual orientation, what is your ethnicity, what is your caste, you are an equal and you live a life in which we enjoy the freedoms that we have in the Indian Constitution.
Earlier, launching the Unite campaign, Deputy Commissioner of Dimapur, Dr. Tinu Jongshid, said the day serves as a reminder of a global crisis and a call to conscience. He said violence against women, whether at home, in public spaces or online, remains a serious human rights violation. The program was organized by the Nagaland State Commission for Women in collaboration with the District Administration and the District Hub for Empowerment of Women, Mission Shakti. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan launched the fourth edition of Nai Chetna, Pehel Badlav Ki, a nationwide campaign on gender equality and women empowerment in New Delhi today. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Chauhan said that equality is not a slogan, but it is the soul of India's culture. He said society can be empowered only when women are empowered. The union minister highlighted the economic empowerment of women is crucial and said that a nation that lifts its daughters rises above its challenges.
जागृत देवियां तो ये बैठी इनका सम्मान ही देवी की पूजा है इनका अपमान देवी का अपमान मैं आपको प्रणाम करता हूं और आपके साथ मिलके हमारी दीदियां आगे बढ़ी हैं जागरूक हैं सेल्फ हेल्प ग्रुप के माध्यम से भी और बाकी भी समाज को हम जोड़े इस अभियान को आगे ले जाएंगे और वो दिन लाएंगे जब कहीं हिंसा और अपमान नहीं होगा और यही इच्छा हमारे प्रधानमंत्री जी की है इसके लिए कई पहले उन्होंने किए उन पहलों को भी आगे बढ़ाएंगे.
Nagaland government has sent its revised and updated comments to Ministry of Home Affairs on the draft memorandum of settlement for the proposed Frontier Nagaland Territory Authority. This was informed today by the State Home Department political branch. It said the revised comments on the draft is a culmination of various tripartite meetings between Government of India, Nagaland Government and Eastern Nagaland People's Organization, ENPO, as well as meetings between ENPO and state government officials and the decisions of the cabinet. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in a state-level function organized in Kurukshetra of Haryana to commemorate the 350th Martyrdom Day of Sri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, Hind Di Chaddar. He paid obeisance to Sri Guru Granth Sahib and later visited the exhibition organized to commemorate the 350th Martyrdom Day of Sri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji. Mr. Modi also released a special coin and commemorative stamp marking the 350th Shahidi Diwas of the revered Guru.
Sri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji ne satya, nyay aur aastha ki raksha ko apna dharma mana. और इस धर्म की रक्षा उन्होंने अपने प्राण देकर की. इस ऐतिहासिक अवसर पर भारत सरकार ने श्री गुरु तेग बहादुर जी के चरणों में एक स्मृति डाक टिकट और विशेष सिक्का भी समर्पित करने का सौभाग्य पाया है.
A district-level padyatra was held at the town hall in Mokokchung today, underscoring the community's commitment to national unity and integrity. The event was organized jointly by the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports and Mokokchung District Administration to commemorate the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. Highlight of the event included flagging off the padyatra by senior SP Vesupra Kezo and administration of the unity pledge by Assistant Commissioner Mokchung Ajay Moktan. Additional Deputy Commissioner Tuli Subdivision Imsen Perong Wati has ordered total ban on slaughter, import, export and transportation of pigs and pork products in Tuli Subdivision. The order was issued after several pigs were reported to have died with suspected symptoms of African swine fever. The administration has directed that all pig deaths must be reported immediately to the district administration and the veterinary department. The order further stated that the ban will remain in force until further notice and any violation will be punishable under relevant laws. The government has termed social media accounts of President Draupadi Murmu as fake. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau, PIB, clarified that there is no official account of the president on WhatsApp channel. Sharing the links of the official social media accounts of President Murmu, PIB urged citizens to be aware of such fake accounts and advised them to rely only on official sources for authentic information. On to sports. The fifth interdepartmental sports meet was held at the Indoor Badminton Stadium in Tuen Sang today. Addressing the inaugural function, Deputy Commissioner Tuen Sang Li Trongla Tongpi Ritsa said it is a social gathering for all the departments in the district to get to know one another and to showcase their talents and promote physical fitness. SP Tuen Sang Long Pok Sang Lemtu encouraged the participants to foster understanding and coordination among the government employees in serving the people of the district. All the departments of Tuen Sang participated in the various games including futsal, carom, badminton and table tennis. To end the news, the headlines again. Nagaland observes International Day for Elimination of Violence Against Women, inaugurated state's first gender resource center. Supreme Court advocate Vrinda Gover describes violence against women as global crisis and pressing national challenge. Nagaland government sends revised comments on draft memorandum of settlement for Frontier Nagaland Territory Authority, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi releases special coin and commemorative stamp marking 350th Martyrdom Day of Sri Guru Tegh Bahadur. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a good night.